Chapter 9. Bernard's Plan. Outside Linda's house, John was telling Bernard about life on the reservation. He told Bernard about a scene he remembered from early childhood. He and Linda had finished their meal and had fallen asleep on the bed. Suddenly, John woke up and saw a man standing by the bed. The man was pulling the blanket off Linda, and she was laughing. John was frightened. He hid his face against Linda's body.
"Not with John here," Linda said.
But the man pulled John away from Linda and carried him to another room. The man returned to Linda's bedroom and closed the door. John ran to the door and tried to open it, but the door wouldn't open.
"Linda!"
he shouted, but she didn't answer him. John also told Bernard about Linda's friend, Pope, who often came to visit her. He used to bring something called mezcal that looked like water, but it smelled bad and burnt your mouth. When Linda and Pope drank the mezcal, they laughed a lot and talked very loudly. Then they went into the other room. John hated Pope. He hated all the men who came to see Linda. One afternoon, John came home and heard angry women's voices in the bedroom. Then he heard Linda scream. He ran into the bedroom. Linda was on the bed and two women were holding her down. A third was hitting her with a whip. Linda screamed again. John took the woman's hand and bit it as hard as he could. She pushed him away and he fell down. Then she hit him three times with the whip.
"Why did they want to hurt you, Linda?" he asked later. "They say the men who come here are their men," Linda had told him. "But everyone belongs to everyone else." "I don't understand."
She started to cry. He put his arm round her and said,
"Don't cry, Mother. Please don't cry." "I'm not your mother. I don't want to be your mother," she shouted angrily. "Animals and savages are mothers and have babies."
Then suddenly she put her arms round him and kissed him. The happiest times were when Linda told him about the other place. She told John how everyone belonged to everyone else and how everyone was happy and never sad. Linda taught John to read. One day, after his 12th birthday, John came home and found a book, which he had never seen before, on the floor in the bedroom.
It had many pages, and it seemed very old.
Its title was The Complete Works of William Shakespeare.
"It doesn't make sense. It's absolutely uncivilized, but it's good enough to practice your reading," Linda said.
The words were so beautiful that John started to cry. From that day, whenever the boys of the Pueblo tormented him, which they often did because of Linda's bad reputation, John found comfort in reading.
"I read a lot. I was always alone," John was saying.
Bernard looked at John. "I'm often alone too," he said. John was surprised.
"Linda always told me that nobody was ever alone in the other place," he said.
Bernard was uncomfortable.
"I'm very different from most people," he said quietly.
John understood how Bernard felt. "People who are different will always be lonely," he said. The two men were silent for a few moments. Then Bernard finally said,
"Would you like to come to London with us?"
Bernard had been thinking about this ever since he had realized who the father of this young savage must be.
"Do you really mean it?"
John asked, smiling.
"Of course, if I can get permission," Bernard answered. "Linda must come too," John said.
Bernard hesitated.
"That repulsive creature," he thought to himself.
but then it occurred to him that her repugnant appearance would be important to his plan, and he agreed. Suddenly John thought of Lenina, and his face became pale. "Are you married to Lenina?" he asked Bernard, nervously.
"Am I what?"
Bernard replied incredulously.
"Married, you know, forever," John explained.
"Ford, no," Bernard answered, starting to laugh. John also laughed, but for another reason, joy.
"Oh, brave new world," he said, quoting Shakespeare. "Oh, brave new world that has such people in it. Let's leave immediately."
"You really talk very strangely sometimes," Bernard said. "And anyway, shouldn't you wait until you actually see the new world?"
Later, back at the rest house, Lenina decided to forget the horror of her visit with Linda. She swallowed 6 half-gram tablets of soma and lay down on her bed. It would be 18 hours before she was awake again. That night, Bernard lay awake, thinking about his plan. He could take the helicopter to Santa Fe to take care of all his business and be back before Lenina woke up the next afternoon. At 10:30 the next morning, he landed in Santa Fe. At 10:37, he was talking on the phone to the world controller.
"I thought your Ford ship might find the Savage and Linda of scientific interest," Bernard said nervously.
"I certainly do," answered Mustafa Mond. "Bring them back to London with you. The necessary permit is being sent to the warden's office at this moment. Goodbye, Mr. Marks."
Bernard went quickly to the roof.
"To the warden's office," he said to the helicopter operator.
At 10:54, Bernard was with the warden.
"We have just received the special orders, Mr. Marks," the warden said respectfully. "We're organising everything as quickly as possible."
At 11:03, Bernard had all the papers he needed. He walked to the hotel, had a bath, a massage and lunch, and at 2:30 he flew back to Malpais. While Bernard was away, John arrived at the rest house wanting to speak to Linda. He walked in and saw Lenina, who was lying on the bed, sleeping. His heart beat fast. She was so beautiful. He put out his hand to touch her, but stopped, trembling. She was too beautiful to touch. Suddenly there was a noise from outside. It became louder and louder. It was the helicopter. In a panic, he ran out of the rest house just in time to greet Bernard as he stepped out of the helicopter. Later that afternoon, Bernard, Lenina, Linda and John left for London and civilization.